Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Well, in measuring sales performance and capacity, many businesses opt for a top-down approach. However, having worked in sales enablement for Sage and Citrix, my next guest, Werner Schmidt, co-founded Latif, which offers a bottom-up approach to improving the efficiency of a sales department. Werner joins us now to explain why Latif has flipped this approach to sales data on its head. Werner, where did the idea for Latif come from?
Carl, well, thanks for having me here. My co-founder, Laura, and myself, we're just having a discussion to see if we're running quite a large enablement team and wanted to see what the impact was on the sales organization. And we were trying to figure out, you know, what would be the best way to measure that. And that's how Latif was really born. And, you know, some ideas I had from past roles of the same challenge and looking for a technology that could possibly solve it. And unfortunately, we couldn't find anything. So we thought, well, look, why don't we see if we could build this ourselves? And started from there.
So how did your experience of working with Sage and Citrix help you when it came to starting your own business?
By having the opportunity to work at organizations of that size, you know, we were able to then, learn a lot about how, these technologies go to market. Fortunately, our roles were, revenue operations and enablement, where you're enabling these sales teams to sell products and look at it from a partnership standpoint and build ecosystems and so forth. So I think all those lessons over the years have certainly helped us as we started Latif. But I don't think anything could prepare us for the vast amount of things that we needed to do to get Latif off the ground.
And how does the cloud-based platform boost sales productivity and results?
Yes, so first off, what Latif is actually doing is it's calculating the sales productivity. And when we mean sales productivity, to define it, we mean the yield per rep per unit of time. So that means on average, how much does a salesperson generate? So Latif's got the ability to actually do that transformation of the data and produce those calculations. The second piece, what we're looking at then is the return on investment. Well, you know, it's all well and good to understand where my productivity is coming from or where it's not, but how efficiently have you done that? And those calculations and that data is really bottoms-up data. That's the bottoms-up operational data of how the company is performing. And then that's what we use to do capacity planning. So that's very much where Latif is, power comes from. And what's unique to Latif is that we can transform all the data into these metrics and then use that bottoms-up data to then produce revenue-efficient capacity plans.
Usually companies have opted for a top-down approach when evaluating revenue plans against sales performance. So why does Latif start with actual bottom-up data?
To measure, are we actually going to have enough salespeople to hit our numbers and what that's going to look like throughout the year. Quotas are not going to be able to tell you that. And you can get a sense of what your attainment will be, but there's just a lot of changes and data adaptations of what happens throughout the year to quotas. And also there was a bit of a scary statistics out recently that, only 48% of people are actually hitting their quotas. So it's a very unstable and inconsistent metric. So I think in the past, yes, when we had higher attainment of people hitting quotas, you could use it. But now, things have changed and you really need to be thinking more about your bottoms-up operational data of what did the teams actually perform at. That then gives you a good sense of where you could expect to land, and then also using that data to help inform what your quotas should be.
And is the system solely aimed at business-to-business sales teams?
Ideally, if you've got a sales organization, generally from about 10 salespeople plus, Latif would make sense, right? Every sales organization needs to do capacity planning. And to do that, most of it's done on spreadsheets today. Sometimes there are some systems involved, but that's where Latif can help. So that's hence why we focused on B2B.
And have you developed this system with a particular industry or sector in mind?
Yes, well, first off, generally it would be anyone that's got a sales organization, but we're focusing on technology for now. We've got a few manufacturing customers as well that have got larger sales organizations, and that's where our focus will be for now.
How well does the platform integrate with existing CRM, finance, and other HR systems?
Yes, so we started with Salesforce because that was important to us to do the deep integration and given where our ICP was. So we're on the Salesforce AppExchange, which makes it very easy to switch later on. The second integration we've been working on is with Snowflake. That gives us access to a bit broader data sets, and it also makes it a more seamless experience for customers for us to connect if they're using Snowflake. On top of that, we've just built an integration with HubSpot. We know there's a lot of companies on HubSpot now, so that makes it easier to get the data to finance systems as well. There's a lot out there, and ERPs as well. If you think about NetSuite, you think about Sage Intacct. We integrate with those as well. Every company's got their bookings data or their invoicing data sitting in different systems, and we need to get that. We also need headcount data, or costs to that headcount. So we've got to pull that in. So we can either integrate into the system or we can manually update it. So that's why we're building out that whole integration ecosystem as well.
So what results has Lative delivered for its clients to date?
A lot of this data is being asked for from boards and the executives that would like to understand what's the productivity of the sales team, what is my ROI, and so forth, and how does that compare to the top-down targets that we rolled out, or how much quota do we have deployed, what's my over-assignment percentage? These are all questions that get asked on a regular basis. Lative is able to give you all those answers. So organizations are seeing one of the main things is it's the decision-making time is much faster when Lative is switched on, because obviously the decisions are sped up just because of the real-time nature of the platform. But also once you've made a decision, you can see the impact of that decision faster than waiting for the quarterly business review or the half-year plan review. And generally that's what happens in organizations today. You wait in 2-3 months before you see how that decision played out. With Lative, you can see it the next day or the next week or the next month.
Lative recently secured $3 million in funding from investors, but how will this funding be used to grow the business?
We're very grateful to receiving that funding from the venture capitalist companies that were involved in this round and our existing VCs. So thank you to all of them. But really, that funding is going to allow us to focus more so on our go-to-market. So hiring roles in sales, in customer success, also in marketing to expand our marketing function. And most of that will be in Ireland. And then also to expand our development team so that of course, we're a technology company. We've got to keep on developing our platform. We've got, the targets and quota modules coming out right now so that you can see everything in one place. We've got the insights module that's in development as well, and benchmarking and so forth. And then, of course, the integration ecosystem that I was talking about earlier. That's, there's always work to do there.
And Werner, is there an opportunity for Lative to utilize AI to enable teams to improve their performance?
Absolutely. I mean, we've already got some AI built into the platform, which is, through our advanced algorithms that is taking the productivity data and allowing people to look into the future and say, well, if I've got the existing sales organization today, what will they be able to do in the future? And we've already got that built in, but we want to take that further and start actually later being able to give you a capacity plan and saying, look, this is the number I'd like to hit. This is the return on investment I'd like to see. Okay, great. Lative, can you tell me what's the ideal structure I'm going to need?
And Werner, finally, does the long-term plan for Lative involve positioning it as an acquisition target?
We've discussed it, maybe it doesn't come up too often, but I mean, it is obviously a question that sometimes we do need to think about for the future. But our goals, we'd love to grow Lative. I mean, we do have our VCs that would love to see us IPO at some stage. And of course, that's all we'd like to do. But we also understand that, we are a technology business, and therefore, if the opportunity did arise and it made sense for us and the company and the people within the company, then we would of course consider that. But for now, our focus is really month by month, making sure that we support our customers as best as we can. We acquire the companies that we know that we're Lative can help improve their sales performance, efficiency, and help them do their capacity planning. And that's really our focus right now, to really get us to be able to have more investors invest in us, and so we can continue our journey in the future.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was Werner Schmidt from Latif, and I wish the business every success in reaching its growth goals.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.